Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. After Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus with the kiss of death, a mob of thugs delivered Jesus to Caiaphas. Do you know who Caiaphas is? Well, we're going to learn about that today, who he is, and we'll learn several lessons about why God used this man named Caiaphas in the crucifixion of Jesus the Christ. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26 and we'll read verse 57. This is Matthew chapter 26 and verse 57. Here it says, "The mob laid hold on Jesus and led him away to Caiaphas the high priest." So that's who Caiaphas is. Caiaphas was the high priest at the time of Jesus' earthly ministry. So they brought him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. Now why did the mob lead Jesus to Caiaphas, where the scribes and the elders were assembled? Well, the mob took Jesus to Caiaphas because Caiaphas wanted to kill Jesus. We can read about that in John chapter 11, verses 47 through 53. This is John chapter 11, verses 47 through 53. The chief priests and the Pharisees formed a council to discuss Jesus, asking, "What shall we do? For this man does many miracles. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." So do you see the concern here? They weren't concerned about the fact that Jesus had done so many good things for people. They were concerned, really, that the good things that he had done would cause them to lose their favored position. So therefore, they formed this council and said, "What are we going to do about this? We're concerned about people gravitating to Jesus and following him, and people leaving us and us having no more power, no more position, no more influence. We won't be the top dogs anymore." So then notice this. This is where Caiaphas comes in. Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, "You're stupid. The answer is simple. It is expedient for us that one man should die for the people so that the whole nation doesn't perish." But he didn't speak this of himself. Caiaphas wasn't so smart himself, but he was speaking under the inspiration of God. He was just concerned again about saying, "You know what? Why don't we just have this man put to death so that we don't have to die? Because if this person keeps on stirring up the crowd, then the Romans are going to look at him and say, 'You're leading all of the Jews astray. Let's just kill everybody.'" So Caiaphas was saying, instead of us being killed and us losing our place and the whole nation crumbling because of this Jesus, let's just turn Jesus over to be killed. This is how the plot was actually hatched. And now it goes on to say, "But he didn't speak this of himself." Again, Caiaphas wasn't so smart to come up with this idea. Actually, God put it in Caiaphas's mind to say that Jesus should be turned over, because of course Jesus had to die for the sins of everyone, and so Caiaphas was just a pawn, really, in God's hands, doing ultimately God's will. So it says here, "But he didn't speak of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." See, this is God's plan. God was going to turn something that Caiaphas determined to be for bad, God was going to turn it into something that was good. "Then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put Jesus to death. Caiaphas the high priest wanted to preserve his position by killing Jesus." And who is Jesus? Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is also the real high priest. So Caiaphas, a human high priest, wanted to preserve his position by killing Jesus, the high priest of God. And we can learn a lot of lessons through this comparison of Caiaphas, the high priest, and Yeshua, the high priest. And we can see the love of God in Yeshua, the high priest. So let's go on and study this, and we can see, first of all, that God shows mercy and grace through Yeshua, the high priest, versus judgment and condemnation through Caiaphas, the high priest. And we can see this in Hebrews chapter 4, and we'll read verses 14 through 16. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. It says here, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we do not have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." Why? So that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So whereas Caiaphas made a judgment and condemned Jesus to death, Yeshua understands Caiaphas's jealousy. And when the tables are turned, when Jesus is in power, and when he's judging Caiaphas, Jesus will give Caiaphas mercy. And that's how we can see the love of God through this. When the tables are turned and Yeshua is standing in judgment of Caiaphas, he will give Caiaphas mercy. He will give him grace to help in time of need. Now let's read in Hebrews the 7th chapter, and we're going to paraphrase verses 1 through 28. This is Hebrews the 7th chapter, and it's really all of the chapter. And here we're dealing with the subject of intercession, and Jesus, as the high priest, makes intercession for us that leads to life, whereas, again, Caiaphas did not intercede for Jesus. He was interceding on behalf of the chief priests and the Pharisees and the scribes, who also wanted to put Jesus to death. And so he was interceding, but his intercession led to the formation of a council for death. But here, let's look at Yeshua, who is also called Melchizedek. Melchizedek, whose name means King of Righteousness, is King of Salem, and King of Salem means King of Peace, and he is a priest of the Most High God. He met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Now, consider how great this man Melchizedek was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave tithes. And without all contradiction, the less, who is Abraham, is blessed of the better, who is Melchizedek. And the Levitical priests also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Now, this may sound a little bit confusing, but how is this? Well, it's simply saying that Levi is a descendant of Abraham. So, therefore, Levi, in effect, was paying tithes to Melchizedek through Abraham, since Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. And now it goes on to say, "If, therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek?" So a comparison is made of the priesthood, showing that the Melchizedek priesthood is much higher than the Levitical priesthood. And why is this? It says, "The law made nothing perfect through the Levitical priesthood. The law was given, but the law made nothing perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did make things perfect. And this is how we draw near to God. It is through Jesus, who lives forever and is able to completely save them that come to God by him, seeing he always is by God's side making intercession for us. Christ doesn't need to offer up sacrifices daily, as did the Levitical priest. For this he did one time when he offered up himself. The law makes men high priests, but these men have flaws, and they eventually die. But God makes his Son high priest. He has no flaws, and he will never die. So therefore, because he lives forever to make intercession for us, he can bring us salvation. He can bring us eternal life. So Yeshua HaMashiach, who is Melchizedek, the high priest of God, can lead us to eternal life through his death and through his life and through his intercession on our behalf. Caiaphas the high priest could only bring death. Now let's compare Caiaphas to Jesus, and we'll see that Jesus, as the high priest, has compassion and is obedient, where Caiaphas was disobedient to God, and again, that was through his own selfishness, wanting to preserve his own place. This is in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 10. Again, a paraphrase of verses 1 through 10 in Hebrews, the 5th chapter. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God. In other words, their duty is to serve God on behalf of men. And they do this that they may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. That's the main duty. He can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, because he is also enclosed with weakness. So this high priest taken from among men knows that he is weak himself, and therefore can have compassion on other people. Likewise, Christ, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from death, he was heard in that he feared. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. He is called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So again, Jesus can have compassion on us because he was in the flesh. And when he was in the flesh, he was a full-fledged human being, although he was also God. So he understood our infirmities. And because he understands that, again, he can become the author of eternal salvation for all of us that obey God, just like he obeyed God. And we can see more of this obedience in the example of Moses, who was a mediator of God. And this is in Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and we'll read verses 5 through 10. This is Hebrews, the 8th chapter, and verses 5 through 10. It says, "The priests serve as an example and shadow of heavenly things. Remember, when Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle, God said to him, 'See that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mount.'" So in other words, follow everything that I say. "But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry, seeing he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. And those better promises are that God says, instead of writing the law on two tables of stone, like it was in the days of Moses, who was the mediator of the old covenant, God, through Jesus Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant, will write the laws on two tables, the tables of our hearts and our minds." That means that we can love God. That means we can do the right things for the right reasons. The right things are being obedient to God. The right reason is because we love God with all of our heart, might, and soul, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. And this is the epitome of Yeshua HaMashiach, the high priest of God, who was ordained a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. This high priest is one who loves people, who will bring mercy, who will bring in salvation, who gives life. Caiaphas led Jesus to death. Jesus will lead Caiaphas to life. Thank you for being with me, friends, on this program. I hope you'll be able to join me on the next program, and may God be in you.